There's four or five things I want to talk about. All this is common sense, and you guys all know it. But just some things that have served me pretty well. I started out, I was fortunate enough to be a briefing attorney on the Court of Criminal Appeals right out of law school for Judge Wendell Odom. And the law clerks read the appellate record. We read every word. We read everything. And I got into the habit of doing that. And so the first rule that I think is particularly applicable to defense lawyers who seem from time to time to have law clerks and that kind of thing, but certainly it's applicable to appellate lawyers representing the sovereign, is read the record yourself. I can't promise my clients very much, except I'll do the best job I can. I certainly can't promise them that I'm going to win, because in all likelihood I won't. But I promise them that I will personally read the record, because I can smell reversible error. I can see it. I can sense it. Okay? Or at least what I thought to be reversible error that turns out to be harmless. But at the time, I really thought it was reversible error. But you need to read your own record. I can't fathom. I know some very fine lawyers do this. They delegate that to a law clerk. You know, send me a memo. I don't know what they've been smoking, but I don't see how you could do that. So I read the record, and I dictate very extensive notes that I have dubbed reading notes. And then I get a notebook that has all my dictation. I know in what volumes what witnesses testified to. If there's something that I think is particularly important, maybe there's a...